Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
Well, I had notes, and they're gone. I just deleted them. Some of them, like the majority of them, yeah. I just copied them, and they... Pastor isn't kidding you. He, which I kind of had a feeling, and everybody else knows, you scoundrels. They knew for a minute that I was going to be talking today. I did not. I actually made a statement back here last week. Kyle reminded me, Pastor was talking about it. You can stand right there. Pastor was talking about it. There's another person speaking this week, and I actually made the statement, well, it ain't me. I said it. I sure did. So, it's going to be a little different today. Lala, you might want to get you a tissue because you're going to cry because I'm going to be vulnerable, which is something I am not typically. I got a couple different little passages of Scripture here that I want to talk about. I'm only going to use a piece of a verse from Acts 23. God's speaking to Paul, and he says, "Thou must also bear witness in Rome." So then you go to the 28th book of Acts and go to the third verse, and it says, Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them there as a fire, and a viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hands, they said amongst themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom thou hast escaped the sea, yet to escape vengeance not to live." He shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. All right, you may be seated. All right, so Rome was the plan. That's what God had set for Paul. And to set a little background of Rome, Rome was the premier city of that time. Like, you had the Colosseum, you had the Circus Maximus, just to name a few of the historical landmarks, and it was the New York of its day. It was a prominent place. But what God didn't tell Paul was how you get there. That's what God forgets 90% of the time. Well, he doesn't forget. He just didn't tell you because you would never go. So, setting a little back, little foundation here. Paul's preaching, teaching. He's going here and there, talking about the gospel. And there were some Jewish men in the courts that had transpired this plan. He's there. I'm going to destroy him. I want him killed. I want his head on a platter. So, it was custom in that day, Paul being a Roman, he couldn't go through a Jewish court. He had to go, they had to send him back to Rome to where he could stand before a Roman judge. So Paul, knowing the seas like he did, he had told him in the 27th book of Acts, he said, "This is the wrong time for us to be sailing. The winter storms are upon us." He knew you couldn't do it because he knew sailing in the winter sometimes gets us away from comfortable seas. It gets us in places where we're not comfortable. Verse 10 says, "The voyage will be with hurt and much damage." Verse 20 says, "Neither the sun nor stars appeared for many days." It was like 14 days there that it went without anything. They didn't see anything but waves crashing, storm blowing in. And, you know, the guys... Paul was kind of a prisoner, if you will, and on the ship, there were shipmen. They had started dropping their lifeboats. Right. I don't even like this mic. They were dropping their lifeboats. They were all escaping the ship. They was like, hey, I'm gone. You know, maybe I've got a better chance by myself. Paul makes a statement. He said, except they abide in the ship, you can't be saved. If you don't stay in the ship, if you don't stay in that place of protection, you won't be saved. Eventually shipwrecked on a strange island with barbarians. The Bible says they were nice people. They didn't treat them very well. It was cold, and they took the fires. They put them out. There's a problem with an island. It produces barbarous actions. Barbarians are crude. When we're in that place of isolation by ourselves for time, we get sharp with our words. We start to kill people. We produce little kindness. But in the midst of that, Paul's like, I'm going to build a fire. He said, we got to do something. We got to stay warm. So he builds a fire. He reaches down to light the fire, and a snake bites him on the hand. It says a venomous beast literally hangs from his hands. At this point, there's no doubt Paul had to be disgusted. God, you told me I was going to Rome. You told me my plan was Rome, to spread your word there. But I'm in Melita. You ever been in Melita? Brother James, you ever been to Melita? You ever been on that island by yourself when you're sitting at home? You don't feel like you got nobody. If it doesn't get any worse than being on that island, there's literally a venomous snake hanging from his arm. The barbarians are positive that he's going to die. They're like, well, there's no telling what this man's done, but his situation's going to kill him now. Karma's going to get him. Hour by hour, minute by minute, they just watched. Paul shook the beast off. Nothing happened. Nothing transpired. They actually go on a verse or two later and actually call him a god, and he's like, you have no idea who I am. This is the part where it gets tough for me, because being vulnerable is, it's not what I was taught. I was taught pride. I was taught, I don't need it yet. I wasn't taught vulnerability. I wasn't taught any of that. I was taught pride. Memorial Day of 23, my world was shook. Shook. For the next 28 months, and just so you know, it's been 28 months, I felt nothing. I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to be with my family. I didn't want to be with my friends. I didn't care to be with my kid. I didn't care to be with anybody. Felt like I was alone, and I was on Melita. It's like, God, I've heard prophecy. You spoke words into my life that said I would do something different, but here I am. I feel nothing. I'm broken. I could open the Word, and nothing I read mattered. I could pray, nothing mattered. I felt absolutely nothing. For 28 months, I was broken. Brother Shelton ministered here 2 weeks ago. He talked about being alone on the journey that he's in right now. And in that moment, a weight lifted as he's preaching. The emotions didn't hit me at that point. But it was like a weight pulled off my chest. For 28 months, I battled every day to live. Every day. Every day. But Esther didn't get the glory without having the story. Pastor, everybody sees the nice clothes. They see the nice vehicles, but they didn't see old Mogi. Whitney, they see you teaching KC. Y'all doing a great job. If you have no idea how great they're doing. But they see you guys ministering all these places. But they didn't see 2020. My faith has been challenged. It's been challenged. And there's only one thing that kept me through all of that. I built healthy habits. I had fences in my lives. That way when I was weak and I was reaching, I couldn't get to it. Because I had the fence built. I had a barrier between me and what was going to kill me. In Acts 12, the angel of the Lord leads Peter from prison. And there it says a group of people are in Mary's house and they're praying. They're praying for Peter's safety. Hey, lead Peter out of what he's in. Well, Rhoda comes to the door. And apparently they had some kind of gate, like fence around the house too. It says she came to the door, but she didn't open the gate. The promise is standing at the door. It's at the gate. But she forgot to bring it in with her because she went back into the house. Hey, the promise is here. Peter's here. Peter's here. And you got to be careful who you share your promise with because they said, you're a crazy woman. You're crazy. There's no way Peter's here. It says Peter just persistently knocked. Said he just knocked. I don't know who it's for, but the calling is without repentance. Even though it looks finished, God's not done with you. How many times have we walked to that door, talked to our promise, seen our promise? We didn't take it with us. We didn't take it with us. But in Job, this is my favorite scripture in the Bible, my favorite verse. It's the 42nd chapter in the second verse. It says, I know that thou can do all things. There's no thought or purpose of yours that can't be restrained. Whether you felt him or not, there's purpose in the pain. KC today, it's kind of funny. Brother Nate taught on isolation. Yeah, I was going to be talking about isolation. I didn't either until I didn't sleep all night. That's all I could think about. But there's only some things that you birth in isolation. There's some things you can't get in front of the people. I don't know who that word's for today. It may have just been for myself. But God may not stop the bite, but he'll stop the venom. That's all I have.